familiar with that, if you go to the website digital.whocaresradio.com, it's digital.whocaresradio.com, I've got multi-mode crap going on over there. So, very familiar with it. I've actually modified some of the multi-mode software to work with it. So, the issue is patents. So, and some of the patents have expired. There's this, and it's by a company called DVSI, and they've had on this stuff for years. That's why people are trying to make stuff like M17, because it's more open source. But typically you need to have a hardware vocoder, and these are built into every radio. Any of the flagship radios have that hardware chip in it. But to cross modes, you gotta, there's ways to do it in software, and then there's ways to do it with one of those hardware dongles. And there are multi-mode reflectors that are doing what you're saying, like you come in on D-Star and you go over to Fusion and all that stuff. But the problem is you take the digital audio, you got to convert it to analog, and then you got to put it back in digital. And it's kind of like copying, doing a photocopy of, copy of a copy starts sounding like crap.